we run a group called Go, and we've just had our fourth birthday, actually. And basically, it's for people living with or affected by HIV. So sometimes people will come whose maybe partners are positive and what have you, and they just want to meet other people, just see that they're okay and they're getting on with their life and that the support is there for them. We meet the first Friday of every month, and we meet at the Charis Centre, just opposite the hospital.
It is World AIDS Day. What happens on World AIDS Day?
Well, I think it's just an opportunity for people to, you know, remember that AIDS is, and HIV really, more so than AIDS. You know, it's still around. The World Health Organization have got their own sort of agenda for trying to put an end to HIV. And it's just to remember that, you know, it is still around. So, you know, which is why we have events, and there are events all over the country and all sorts of different organisations that do things to remember sort of World AIDS Day in the UK. You know, there's been a couple of news articles in the local papers just saying that Crawley is one of the, you know, the biggest area in West Sussex with the highest population of people living with HIV. Which I think it's increased in recent sort of months and years. And it's just trying to raise awareness, because I think people automatically think, you know, well, it's not going to affect me. I'm not gay. I'm not from Africa. And actually, a lot of our newer diagnoses are people that are originally from the UK.
And mentioning some of the stories that you have seen around recently about Crawley having the largest number of people living with HIV in West Sussex, have you got any thoughts as to potentially why that is?
I think, if I'm being honest, I think the education is lacking, really, and I think it needs to start from the children in school, teenagers. You know, there are lots of younger people coming out there who didn't live through the original sort of campaigns back in the 80s, and don't really have the same awareness of it, and so they're not taking steps to sort of have safer sex and to be aware of choices and what's out there. And I think also that's at the younger end of the sort of spectrum. At the sort of older end of the spectrum, you know, we do unfortunately have a lot of people that have come out of longer term relationships, maybe marriages have broken up, and they're kind of getting back into the sort of, you know, dating arena, and not necessarily taking the precautions because they're not necessarily had to think about them before. So I think that is some of the reasons. There's lots of other aspects. It's quite a complex subject, really.
And certainly you touched upon the massive campaigns that were going around in the 80s and early 90s. Do you think it's time another campaign to that scale was seen?
Yes, most definitely. Because anyone my sort of age, I mean, I was in my teens when that came out, even though I tell my daughter I'm still 29. You know, that campaign did work. If I, you know, I work in sexual health and I see people my sort of age and they comment on that campaign, and we still remember it very clearly, whereas there's nothing of that scale that's kind of more up to date, because HIV is a different thing to what it was back in the 80s. It's a very treatable condition, very manageable condition. So it's not a death sentence that it was back in the 80s. But I think a campaign that kind of says this is out there, it hasn't gone away, and, you know, you need to be safe and looking after yourself. We definitely need something.
Amanda Bryden-Pitt, thank you very much for talking to me here on Suzy Radio.